Setup, track 9. I often hear people say that they're prepared for a change to their life routines. Oftentimes, however, they discover there was some security and comfort that they enjoyed into doing the same thing day after day. After all, we are creatures of comfort. You need to realize that your life will change. You won't die or lose control and end up in a mental institution, but your life will definitely change. To me, that's pure excitement. To others, that's a little difficult to imagine. But know this for sure, if you keep on the same path that you've been on, you'll remain on the same path that you've been on. You won't change until you first imagine the new possibility. You need to make the emotion tied to your current level of comfort face off with the possibility of your new life and the feeling tied to that. In this great face-off, and believe me, we all know how tough change can be, your current state of life, your current way of being, needs to lose by an absolute landslide to the new lifestyle challenger. If it doesn't lose, then you need to repaint the picture to one that will win out. I hope by now you're beginning to see that this thing that we call change can be accomplished, but only if you learn the rules of the game. The rules of the game we call change will always involve the emotional payoff that you gain from the change being greater than your current condition. So it's about a trade-off. It's about a complete turnaround there. This is why so often people with very little can be found accomplishing some of the greatest and most significant things in life. Often the motivation can be as simple as what activist Fannie Lou Hamer said when she said, "I am sick and tired of being sick and tired." Think about the power that could have to motivate you. That is certainly a quote that I call on for the expert inspiration to write, to create, to work, to sit down here and record this. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. So come on, let's keep moving. You're on the way. So we're on to the next part. Choosing a business that's right for you. This section will provide an overview of the decisions entrepreneurs must make and the steps that you will need to take in order to be a legitimate business. It covers some federal and state tax issues, as well as licensing and insurance concerns. Some of the paragraphs in the prep section are more informational than they are workbook style. Be sure to use the checklist provided to make sure that you've addressed all the important factors to starting your own business. There are no right or wrong answers to the questions that will follow. These sections are designed to get you to take a look at yourself in the light of starting a certain business. You may find the entrepreneurial bug is still present, but your personality type may be suited to a different type of endeavor. You just need to be honest. Often we believe we can change our personality to fit our new life as an entrepreneur. Unfortunately, changing personalities is as simple as keeping that extra 10 pounds off. Your intentions are super, but intentions being driven by deeper, often limiting beliefs, are two totally different things. As I've told many classes before and clients, if you're convinced that you can change to fit your business choice, then good. Good luck and press on. If, however, you're not positive you can, then be true to your feelings and you'll stand a greater chance of choosing a business that fits with your personality. Picking the business that suits your unique nature goes a long way in helping you succeed. Are you starting a business that you're familiar with? Is it that you're familiar with the technical side of the business but never ran the business side of the business? Remember, there's two facets. There's certainly a difference. So, for example, if you're looking to start a small tool and die shop and your only experience was that of a die maker, it might surprise you that the office manager, though he or she never touched a tooling machine, would have better knowledge of what makes the business tick than you do. Hiring a tool and die guy is easier to do than hiring a proficient tool and die shop manager or owner. It's important not to dive into a business if all you know is the technical side of the business. It's not that you can't make it work, but it may mean a lot of time and money making mistakes on your way to that success. And that's okay too. Can you weather out that storm financially and emotionally though? I often recommend to people, even if it means a drop in pay, to take a job in your chosen industry and work as many different jobs within that industry as possible. Tag along with management for lunch and get the inside scoop on stuff. What are the water cooler talks like? Every business has a downside you most likely haven't seen. For example, in the mobile disc jockey business, many people from their outside reality think that it's as simple as just playing music. The inside reality, especially if you want to get paid more, is that you have to deal with a lot of stressed out, angry, and rude people, not to mention the pressure of making or breaking the success of a $20,000 to $100,000 plus event, one-time only event. Every business has a downside. Find out if you can deal with it based on your personality type. Will you be able to deal with the downside? An excellent strategy is to try and actually talk yourself out of the business. Play the devil's advocate. Think of all the bad things. Be as negative about it as you can. Now try to defend your position to start the business in light of all the negatives. The truth is, you've already almost talked yourself into the idea. Doesn't it seem smart to play the devil's advocate for a round or two? If it's a really good idea, if it really is, it'll stand up to your scrutiny. And there are a jillion businesses out there waiting to be opened and operated. There will be one for you. You just have to find it. Are you focused to bring this one idea into existence before you water down your energy and start a second business? This is extremely crucial. Many people self-sabotage and decide they'll start not one business, but two or three. And in the end, they never truly succeed with one. Enter the market with baby steps until you can build the mindset and grow the wings necessary to take you into another place business-wise. No need to go into a big psychological dissertation here, but this way of being is very common. Not having things work out is often caused by our own self-defeating thoughts and actions or lack thereof. In fact, like me, it is likely you've sabotaged your efforts in the past. As the author of this program, I'm aware of my own personal self-sabotaging behavior. Doubtfully totally aware of it, but certainly enough to carve out a game to work with it. After making two decades of moves that were wrought with the self-sabotaging mentality, I now employ strategies as best I can and people to keep me on track and out of this rut. And more than anything, as I go into my 48th year of life here, more than anything, what I have learned to do is try to play to my strong suits. What are the things I'm just really good at that are easy for me? I manage my way of being like a game. I create barriers where once I had exits. I will have to continually adjust my game to work whenever new self-limiting or sabotaging behaviors rear their heads. Self-sabotaging behavior thrives in all of us because it has a major payoff. It reduces our anxiety by keeping us in our comfort zone, or how about a less painful zone. We are comfort addicts. Above anything else, we are all comfort addicts, even if it's comfort at the expense of our potential. And that's a big trade-off, because you know what hangs in the balance? Your life. What business is right for you? Think through your personality type and tolerance to the tasks ahead of you. When doing this, pay specific attention to your relationship to risk. Some people are able to sail the boat alone. Others want to be aboard with another. Some of us have trouble with too much detail. Some of us have trouble selling. Some of us have trouble being creative and coming up with new ideas. We're all human and have areas where we're strong and areas where we are undoubtedly in need of some assistance or change behavior. Know yourself well before you embark on a venture. For if you don't know yourself well before you start, you certainly will learn all about yourself as you build a business. Your business will mirror you, for better or for worse. Your personal strengths and weaknesses and likes and dislikes should be the light in which you make your business decisions. Knowing intuitively that you should follow that which you're passionate about, for me, it's been one thing since I was a kid. I love to help people realize their potential. And whatever I do, whenever I find myself failing at something, I always have to come back to that. Is that what I'm really doing here? Am I helping people realize their potential? Because if I'm not, then I'm not going to be in my A game. So in spite of decades of starting different businesses, it keeps revealing itself to me that what's really happening is helping people start their businesses is what excites me most. Helping them realize their potential, if I want to boil or distill that down even further. So I want you to take note of this. If you don't really have a business idea yet, no problem. You can look at the Growing Business Opportunities page on our website at lemonadestandsimple.com or surf the web for ideas. One of these opportunities may suit your needs just perfectly. Thrive Orchard does not endorse any of the companies directly. We were, however, careful to choose companies that we felt had a respectable opportunity. Choose a business to go into. Pick the products or services that you want to sell. And this, of course, is your choice based on finances, passion, education and experience, time, physical abilities, your tolerance for risk, and your location and market. The audio should end now, so we'll work through section Q6.